Sorry about this. It's been quite an odd start to the dollop today, hasn't it? Haven't really said anything yet. What was happening at the start, if you were a bit confused there, wondering why there wasn't any talking going on, we're actually in talks of releasing the dollops in Japan, but they want a television version of the dollops. So that bit there that you were hearing, where you just thought there was nothing going on, it was the visuals. There was a lot of visuals going on. There was a few credits sort of scrolling across the screen there. You know, all the information about the scriptwriter and the producer and things like that. And it was showing the video of me leaving the house and that kind of thing. So that's the reason you weren't hearing anything. So apologies for that. But hopefully the Japanese TV market will be interested in it. So this is actually being translated into Japanese now. There's somebody in the studio booth next to me who is translating this into Japanese. What I was just about to do was I was about to pretend that I was opening the studio booth door, and then I was going to do a Japanese voice and try and speak some Japanese. I don't know any Japanese, so it would literally just be me making Japanese-esque sounds. But, oh, cheers. Sorry. I don't know where that person came from. There's a lot of cars coming along on this stretch of road today. I think what's happening is we've got a new visuals team in who are in charge of obviously deciding what goes on in the dollop visually, and I think they're trying to put more visual stuff in it, so they're just putting like more cars in and that kind of thing. And then there was that moment there where I just nearly walked into someone. there's another car. I think this is a bit over the top for the visuals team, I have to say. I mean, do the Japanese audience really like cars? Is that what's going on here? Oh, there's another car coming. This is just getting ridiculous. This never happens on this route. I think there's another one. There's another one. I tried to think how much this is costing. There's another car coming. All these cars. I don't think how much it's costing to get all these cars on the road. I hope the Japanese TV company have put in. There's another one coming. I want to say to the visuals team here, I'm just going off script. I just want to say, do you really think this is necessary? I mean, the Japanese audience, I thought the idea was, you said when we first had the meeting, is essentially the Japanese TV company had just said that they wanted us to just do what we normally do. They don't want to change the formula because the formula clearly works, and they just want it translated into Japanese. And for some strange reason, we've got this, look, there's another car coming. And they've got all these cars. And all the Japanese audience are seeing now, this is the first episode. This will be the first episode if it gets commissioned. And essentially, all the Japanese audience think this is me commenting on cars. But not commenting on them in an interesting way, just saying, oh, here's another car. And then commenting on how ridiculous it is that cars keep coming. I mean, I suppose this could work. The Japanese audience might think, oh, this is really funny. He's commenting on the fact that there's loads of cars coming. Or maybe they appreciate the meta nature of this. Oh, here we go again. Here's another one. There's a bloody tractor coming now. How much is this costing? They've not really created much in the way of drama, the visual team. So it's just having loads of cars and tractors passing. I mean, it's not, I wouldn't really say it's heightening the narrative. And if anything, it's informing the narrative. I'm just going to go off script here. I'm sorry, I very rarely do this, but I'm going off script. The weird thing about this is you're aware of the faults of the visuals team, having all the cars and stuff. You're aware of the fact that it's a bit weird. But rather than having a chat with the visuals team and maybe working out what they could do to support the narrative rather than impede it, you've just factored it into the script. To be honest, if it's going to be like this, then I'd rather just say to the TV company in Japan, thanks but no thanks, because I think this is making it very odd. And I also think it's a bit odd that you were clearly in cahoots with the visual team script writers, because you've, rather than having a chat with them about how weird this is, the fact that they're putting loads of cars in the dollop and stuff and just making me have to stop every 20 seconds to say, here's another car, which is not interesting in the slightest. You should know this. I mean, the fact is, on the script, it's saying how uninteresting it is, which I would argue is quite flawed. I don't know. You understand the Japanese audience more than I do. You're quite right. I suppose you have done your research, yes. Maybe they do appreciate the whole meta thing there. All right, I'll have faith in you, but I'll just continue reading the script. I don't know if you're going to put that on the recording or not. I mean, presumably you're going to edit this bit out. I don't know. I don't know what bits they leave in and what bits they don't. It's all very confusing. I don't actually listen to the dollops. I just act as I am instructed by the scriptwriters. I just do the acting. And then... a message has just come through. Let's have a read. It might be interesting. It might be a dollop commenter. I don't know where it's from.
You were really funny at the gig last night.
Well, thank you very, very much, Ruth. I suppose I was. What can I say? Really funny at the gig last night, and as you can tell, listeners, I have kept that creative, comedic brilliance, that comedic energy. I've still got it pulsating through my body now, as you can tell, hence the brilliance of this dollop so far. So if you're not enjoying this dollop, you think this isn't very interesting, then I want you to know that less than 24 hours ago, I was really funny. And that's been proven. That's a message that's just come in there from my friend Ruth. So there you go. I'm just going to go off script again. I don't like this bit here, because this makes me sound really arrogant now. Playing a message of someone saying that I was really funny, and then me commenting on the fact. I mean, I don't know. No, you are right. You have researched the Japanese market more than... Oh, there's another car coming. Bloody hell. I'm not sure about the cars. I think we need to have a meeting with a visual team after this. Oh, there's a dog now, everyone. If you were going to put some visuals in, like you've had loads of cars and a dog... I think the script writing could be a bit better. Rather than me just saying, oh, there's a car, oh, there's a dog, here's another car, I could have said something a bit more interesting. I think there's a bit of an argument going on over here. Now this is a good bit. Now that was a good bit. I'm not sure if the Japanese audience would have understood that. I'm not sure if they know who Benny Hill is in Japan. But there's some workmen having a bit of an argument. Something about a generator. I like that. I like that bit there. That was good. Things are getting interesting now. But I also just want to say, like, maybe we could have put that nearer the start. That bit of drama there with the two workmen having an argument. Another thing that I'm a bit worried about the Japanese dollops is, in England, people can just listen to this all in one, so it might only last for like 10 minutes. But you know in Japan, they're going to intersperse it with adverts, aren't they? So, I mean, it might be about half an hour by the time we get to that bit, because there's going to be loads of adverts in between. And I don't think there's enough to keep the audience interested. It's just a thought. And yeah, I know there's sheep. But I'm not going to comment. It says on the script, oh, there's some sheep. I just think it's a bit lackluster all the time, just saying, oh, there's, and then just commenting on what there is. The Japanese audience can see the sheep, and everybody else can hear the sheep, so it's fine. I'd be interested in hearing the Japanese version of this. Just out of interest, are you using the sheep that we hear now, or are you getting Japanese sheep? That's an interesting thought. You hadn't thought about that. Well, it's just a thing. It's all these things that we need to have a meeting about, so... I think I'll wrap up this dollop fairly soon. So I'll do that, and then we'll have a meeting, yeah? Excellent. I wonder if in the Japanese version they're going to put in the reference to Benny Hill, or if they're going to put in a Japanese equivalent character, maybe. That was the Japanese actor there in the other studio, reading one of the lines of the script out, and then he just started laughing. Maybe it was the line about Benny Hill. So it clearly does work for a Japanese audience. Oh. I'm being approached by a horse. It's on the other side of a fence. It's very close to me, on the other side of this fence here. I don't know if it's paying me any attention, but I'm right next to it, and it's just pulling bits of grass up and eating it. Oh, its head is right there. I can hear it eating. My head is right next to its head. I mean, it probably could lean over and headbutt me if it wanted to. And it's too busy eating grass.
And now it's off.
The script sort of ends more or less here. There's some more bits where I start talking about something and then another car comes by. That's happening right now. Yep, that car's gone. I know, I'm sorry, I'm rebelling. I'm rebelling against this. The scriptwriters are getting absolutely livid now that I'm doing this as a Japanese person who is one of the producers from the Japanese team. We've flown him out. I'm sorry, look, there's another car coming. Yep, there's another car. I just have to talk about that car again on the script. I mean, me going into a bit of a strop is probably more interesting than what you've actually written on the script, in fairness. I mean, we've spent quite a lot on this, and I wouldn't say we've got value for money. We've had about 20 cars. There's another car coming now. I mean, I should be seeing something now, but all this is visual. All this is visual. Yeah, I'm not sure about this at all. Anyway, sorry about what you've just had to put up with there, listeners. What the bloody hell's going on now? What's this? What? The theme tune? Theme music? Well, I do like the theme music, I suppose. Well, maybe we could give it another try. I'm not sure about that bit at the end of the theme tune. I think you might want to change that. What, you think it mixes Western and Eastern ideas? Well, I'm not sure if it does, to be honest. I quite like the theme tune. It was appealing to me, and it's one of the reasons why I'm willing to give this another try. But I'm not sure about that last bit, but I'd be interested to see what our usual audience think about this, because I think they're going to feel a bit hard done by. I think they're going to think this has been a waste of their time today, personally. But feel free to let me know, listeners, but I apologise. And thank you for listening. Goodbye.